it's okay. If I got you, it's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket.
Remember who this sounds like.
It's Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't. It sounds like some.
It's because Kix is singing instead of Ronnie.
Yeah. Sounds like Dub Taylor or something.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of extra twang in his voice.
Some cowboy music. Yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. 7 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The ladies who boom. Those broads who are boomers. Boom, ba boom, 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 boom. Boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, 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 boom.
May I say we do not boom that much?
No. Well, maybe you ought to get out a little more.
Yeah, obviously.
The boomer broads would like to discuss the Academy Awards and how, in particular, the audience ratings were down 7% from last year. And the attempt to make it younger, Anne Hathaway even made fun of it a couple of times during the broadcast. Yeah. It seemed to have fallen badly. It didn't work. And
5% less. Yeah, 5% less in the younger demographic this
year.
Yeah. Well, what's also interesting, I don't know if you noticed the front page New York Times story over the weekend, is that more and more movies and more directors and writers, screenwriters, are writing for the older demographic because we're still going to the movies.
Right. I love going to the movies.
Love it.
And what they have done is they've mistakenly tried to skew it, as you're suggesting, to younger people as the movies about all of the effect movies with the.
Yep.
Inception. That was a good movie, actually.
That was a great movie.
There were some great movies, actually, last year. And but they seem to be going through. Maybe the awards is significant because they don't really know what to do. They keep repeating. They make the same movies over again with new people in them because they can't come up with new ideas. Or if people come up with new ideas, my son and a friend of his have been writing ideas for movies and TV shows for years. He had one script stolen from him that got made into a television show that lasted for like a half a season. And then, but they've worked on a number of things, but I say this lovingly because it sounds like I'm proud of my son and what he's doing. They have written some very intelligent stuff, and it appears that most of the people who are producers or who are trying to put movies together don't want intelligence. They want foolishness. And that's okay if you can make a career out of it. Like Adam Sandler and his making basically the same movie over and over and over again with different co-stars in different locations, kind of cool. The movie that he was in with Aniston I saw last week, was it called Just Go With It?
Just Do With It. Uh-huh.
It's a nice movie. It's a fun little movie. And the people... It's a formula movie.
Yeah.
So you can get away with that. And it appeals to a broad section of the audience. He opened the movie, I think it was number one the weekend that it opened. And so that's cool. But what about all this other stuff? Where do you go see? What are either Janet and Anne-Marie, the Boomer Broads, are here?
Almost all of them. I go to movies that make me think, for sure.
What's an example?
Let's take a look at it. Remember when the Judd Apatow era was huge, you know, the 40-year-old virgin? That sort of movie never appealed to me. Those movies were sort of geared to a younger male demographic. And
I've never gotten Steve Carell, even though I've seen a couple of his movies. I don't get
him. Me neither.
He's a Massachusetts guy.
The Hangover was one of the few movies geared for that demographic that I actually got a kick out of.
The one movie he did was when he fell in love with the woman of the Canadian or whatever it was. That was kind of a cute movie.
I don't remember that one, but there was a wave of young male demographic movies. It was like a year or two ago, and they were box office gold. I mean, they could not get enough. We were the forgotten demographic. Every once in a while, they throw an Helen Mirren movie at us.
Right, yeah.
Right, and that was, you know, to appease
us. Bruce Willis
and now
movie.
I think the best way to look at it, Doug, is to look at what happened at the Oscars.
And look what was nominated.
The King's Speech versus Social Network. Now, if you go with the feeling that this is all about youth, the Social Network should have won everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because, good Lord, that was supposed to be about, you know, to appeal to a younger demo.
And by the way,
King's Speech was all boomer all the time.
We saw both of them, and I love both of them.
Yeah, they were neat. They were both.
Yeah,
I did, too. I liked them both.
Yeah.
For different reasons.
Yeah.
But you know what
I mean,
it is? It's the simplistic thinking. And that's what people who are in the PR business sometimes and the news media especially fall into this foolish, this hole, this abyss where there seems to be like, okay, we have to run the old mimeograph machine, do it the same way. And so there is no creativity. Therefore, people who have seen the same show over and over again, even if there are different players and it has a different title, they are going to go. They're not going to be stimulated by that.
Right.
It's like, you know, how many Patricia Cornwell novels can
Lifetime
she write?
Lifetime movies. Yeah, right, exactly. I think another good example, though, look at Toy Story 3. It appealed to a young child, obviously. It's a Pixar, you know, it's animated.
Families.
But look at those toys. Those were our toys. That Slinky. I mean, there wasn't a toy in that movie that was not a boomer-oriented. Right? That was our lives.
Right.
And I thought that was a very interesting film to take a look at because it really ran the whole range of demographics. But still, as many boomers went to see that as a young kid did. I think the boomers, and again, that Amory is right, that New York Times story points to it. We are going to films, all sorts of films, and we are driving the movie market
now,
which is highly unusual.
It's one industry that is starting to take note of the power of the, you know, 45-plus demographic, that we've got money and that we've got time.
Yep.
And that we're still pretty committed to movies, whereas
we
the younger demographic is being entertained by a bunch. They can download it on their, you know, phones.
That's the thing. I mean, we have not gotten to the point, I don't know if Jennifer does, but I still have not gotten to the point where I can watch a movie on a laptop.
No, I don't even like to watch TV on my laptop at this point.
Yeah, there is, and yet a lot
but
of
I'm
the
not the
20
I like to watch TV with someone on my lap, though.
Oh, well, that goes without saying, Doug.
All right, what are you grumping about, Nina? Yeah. All right, 15 past the hour, the Boomer Broads are here. We're talking about the Oscars, among other things, on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
If you have dark circles and under-eye bags, we have some exciting news. We want to celebrate selling our millionth jar of Hydralyze Advanced Under-Eye Cream, and we're giving away as many risk-free trials as we can in the next 24 hours. To take part in our million jar celebration, call 1-800-754-6806 in the next 24 hours to find out how you can try Hydralyze free for 30 days. The clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze visibly erase dark circles and under-eye bags, whether they're due to stress, aging, fatigue, even your diet. It works so well, we've sold 1 million jars. Now we want to celebrate by letting you try it absolutely risk-free. All celebrations have to come to an end, so this radio offer will not last forever. If you suffer from dark under-eye circles and bags, this is your chance to visibly erase them risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of Hydralyze. If lines are busy, call again. That's 1-800-754-6806. 1-800-754-6806.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
The At Work Network. Here we are, networking with the Boomer Bros. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Roberta is still out. Heavens knows what's going to happen with that thing going on with her mother. It's just one of the, it's an amazing thing, actually. What a story and a half that is. The Boomer Bros. And Charlie Sheen. Now, most of you know who listen to us with regularity here, the Boomer Bros. Here. They are in the PR business, former radio ladies. And now they run a PR firm in Boston together. So Charlie Sheen's your client. What do you tell him? You're fired.
Shut up.
A long time ago.
But yeah. that's why his PR person quit.
Yeah.
Now, actually, do you know the actual story why he quit?
Well, I you can only imagine. I just heard that he quit. He has
George.
What I know is that he also represents George Clooney. So it's not like this guy's some fleabag PR guy.
Oh, no, he's a big shot.
He's done a fantastic job for Charlie Sheen. I mean, he's gotten him through a lot of horrible situations, as you know. The guy's a nightmare. But the last one, if you recall, there was a situation where Charlie Sheen had a quote unquote allergic reaction and was taken to the hospital.
Yeah.
Where we all know was he was doing, they said, a tennis ball-sized piece of cocaine. That allergic reaction line came from his publicist.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone went up to Charlie and said, you know, what exactly happened with that allergic reaction, Charlie said, oh, yeah, if I had known that he was going to say that, I would have kiboshed that. That wasn't true. And when the publicist heard that, basically his own client calling him a liar when he was trying to cover for him,
He
just realized, you know, this is just, we'll talk about a thankless client. He just quit.
Well, but
you know who's offering to do his PR now if you check out TMZ on
the
right
now.
I've
heard about this.
Who?
Spencer Pratt.
Good Lord.
What, the weather guy?
No.
The guy, Spencer and Heidi.
From the hills or whatever.
He's a fool.
From.
They make a nice couple.
Right.
Yeah, they do. Seriously. They do. I mean, this is an uncontrollable client, though. You can only have good clients if they listen to you, and this guy isn't listening to anybody.
Well, and if you watch the interviews, everybody always calls CBS to see what their comment is or reaction is to his interview that they just had.
Yeah.
And CBS and Chuck Lorre always say no comment. And there's a good reason for that.
They don't need to.
Right.
He can make
the
it
more
he
talks.
Yeah,
the more
he
talks. The more Charlie talks, the better they look.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, Rich, because normally our advice to any client is to never say no comment because it just doesn't do you any good.
It's the loudest comment of all. We always
But in this case, it is the right strategy. You're absolutely like, let the guy dig his own hole. Just sit back and smile.
Right.
All right, well, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. I don't know who's smiling with him other than those two prostitutes he's paying. All right, ladies, thank you. The Boomer Bros on Good Day.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Near you.
Uh-oh.
How is it? Uh-oh.
You'll love it.
Robert Clary, who was LeBeau.
Yep.
His real name, Robert Clary Wiederman, from Hogan's Heroes. He's been in a number of movies, but nothing ever got him as much attention as he got for being in Hogan's Heroes. 85 years old, born in the state, 1926. So
love it.
Happy birthday to him. Harry Belafonte's birthday is today. Best known for lots of songs that sounded like this, the Calypso Caribbean sound, if you will. 84 years old, born in the state 1927. He sang Jamaica Farewell, Christmas song called Mary's Boy Child. He was in Island in the Sun, been in a number of movies. Sherry Belafonte is his daughter, for those of you who didn't know that. Let's see, up next is Conrad Robert Falkowski.
Hey, I know him, except that's not his name. Spock.
Says it. Yeah, Spock, yeah, right.
No, it's Falk. It's not.
It's Falk? No,
yeah.
He abbreviated. He took the old Wowski off of it.
Wikipedia has it wrong.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, he works with Jen and her father, so maybe they ought to know. He's 76. How old does he tell you he is?
He is 76.
76. Born this day, 1935. Yes, the theme from the Wild Wild West. I think he was pretty well known for being... in the, what was that, Pappy Boyington? What was that?
Baba Black Sheep.
Baba, that was a good
Black
show.
Black Sheep Squadron.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Ever Ready Battery commercial.
Yep. Ever Ready. And the Battle of the Network Stars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was in High Mountain Rangers with his two sons, Christian and Shane. What about them?
Hey,
what do you
Christian's
know about that?
My contractor.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that worked out well.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Let's see here. We have Roger Daltrey, singer with The Who. Born this date, 1944, in The Who, Pinball Wizard, let's see, what is this? This is Pinball,
this is my
generation. Yeah,
my generation.
Yep. So Daltrey's 67, there's an aging rocker for you. The next celebrant is Dirk Benedict.
Yes.
Who was originally known as Face on the television show The A-Team.
That's right.
Was in Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, yeah.
Never really seemed, he was in a number of things, but he didn't seem to find a home after The A-Team as Face. 66, he is today.
Yeah.
Alan Thick. Talk show host. Actor in Hope and Gloria, Growing Pains.
He actually is the singer of this song.
Yes, he is.
And wrote it.
Yes, he did.
And he wrote The Fact of Life.
That's right.
Canadian.
He wrote a lot of
growing pains. Canuck. Yeah, he's very Canuckian.
He's also a skater. He tries to do hockey at celebrity tournaments in L.A.
Yeah. All right, let's see. How's that working for him?
He falls down a lot.
There you go. Catherine Bach was Daisy on the Dukes of Hazzard. A lot of people confuse her. I wonder if she was Barbara Bach's sister, and I don't believe that's the case. Barbara Bach married to Ringo and is British. Catherine Bach is not. I don't know. Is she married to anybody? Who's she married to?
She's married to those short jean shorts, I tell you
that. Richie Cunningham's birthday is today.
Hey!
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Ron Howard, Emmy Award-winning producer.
Let me guess, 55.
He is 1954, would make him 57, Richie.
Ah.
A lot of great things, though. He's still very active as a director and a producer.
Great American.
And he's adorable.
Vicky Coon, Apollo 13, Backdraft. This is really cool. Timothy Daly, Joe on Wings.
Yeah.
55 today. Nikki Kershaw. That's him, 53. Rob Afuso, drummer for Skid Row, is 48 today. George Eads, who's Nick Stokes on CSI, 44 today. Ryan Peake, guitarist with Nickelback, 38 today. Paul Mark Gosselaar.
Oh, Zach.
Zach on Saved by the Bell. He had that TV show last year. Did pretty well. 37 he is. Keisha, 24.
Kesha.
Kesha? Oh, okay. Kesha, she's 24. That's 28 after on Good Day.
When you're sick or injured out of the U.S., all you want to do is go home.
I am a huge fan of what they call medical evacuation and repatriation insurance.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. In a medical emergency, international travel can be expensive.
I was on a flight coming back from Cairo not too long ago where a man fell off the curb in Cairo, broke his hip.
AARP travel expert Peter Greenberg.
They had to buy 4 first-class seats to lay him out on the stretcher and another first-class seat for the nurse to go with him.
His bill? $58,000, and that's why Peter has medical evacuation and repatriation insurance.
They'll pay to stabilize you, and then they will pay to send a medically equipped plane to take you to the medical facility and doctor of your choice.
There's more info on our website.
There was wood in the studio. I'd knock on it to say, thank God I've never had to use it, but I'm very glad I carry it.
That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again. Talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi. Can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Earlier, we'd help you save a little money on your winter heating bills. I don't know why I didn't dig this out 4 months ago, but you know what? Hey, I was talking to somebody yesterday as part of a Sierra Club meeting, as a matter of fact. The Sierra Club is very green, and they're very interested in saving the planet, and they have a lot of great ideas. Some of them a little off the, you know, the beaten path, but their intentions are wonderfully good. I think that's what you got to give people credit for. At least I do. You don't have to do whatever you don't want to do. But I like to give, instead of having people like Limbaugh make fun of them all the time, there are some good ideas and there's some not so good ideas. So you find the ideas that are good. You don't discount, or at least, again, scratch you. You do what you want. I don't discount people just because of who they are, with the exception of Justin Bieber. He's discounted. There's a circle around his picture with a line through it. Done. Finished with that kind of stuff, because it just bothers, like Charlie Sheen, another circle around him with a line through it. Done. Had enough of it.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus, I don't know. I'm not. I think the jury's still out a little bit on her. I'm trying to figure out who the biggest jerk is of the three of them, the mother, the father, or her.
Oh, I haven't quite figured it out yet.
I think Billy Ray is very culpable in this.
I think they all get caught in a trap.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's called money and fame and stardom and not being mature enough.
I don't think there's any intent on either one of their parts.
No intention at all.
None.
But yeah, you come from a family like that. Martin Sheen would probably be the first guy. Who knows who Martin Sheen's wife is? You ever see her? No. Because they have decided that she's a private sort of person. Apparently, they've been married and happy for a long time. The mother must be pulling out her hair or very upset about what she sees her son doing to himself. And is it because they were bad parents that Charlie Sheen turned out the way he did? Probably not, because Emilio seems like he's pretty straight. So they both come out of the same womb and they both come from the same sperm bank. And so what happens? Why is Charlie Sheen
cool,
a whack job, and his brother's pretty stable, pretty serious? And
he makes wine.
Yeah, he's been settled right down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he has a winery, what, about 40, 50 miles north of L.A.?
He's
didn't
in
I
Malibu, which
oh,
is...
But is the winery in Malibu?
It sure is.
Oh, is it? I didn't realize it was that close
he
in.
He does a great Viognier. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, but you hear the point. I mean, Martin Sheen has had a very credible acting career, has done many things that are worth note. He's been in a lot of good movies, good television programs. I would say he was a notch or two or three above the average working actor, not only in his ability, but in his success. Excuse me, did that. Both of his children, both of his sons, I don't think they have, just those two kids, I think. I don't think there's a daughter in the mix here. They both chose to go into the business, and one of them could handle it, and one of them couldn't. Martin, his only problem apparently is that he's been addicted to tobacco since he was young and hasn't shaken that. And, you know, maybe those addictions you get around Charlie Sheen started smoking when he was very young, apparently, and that has stuck with him. But then where do you go from there? Has his father abused drugs? Not to the best of my knowledge, he hasn't.
There is other kids. There's Emilio, Ramon, Carlos, which is Charlie,
Ramon,
and Renee.
Renee is the sister. Okay. Yeah, Carlos is Charlie. Took his father's name, stage name, rather than Emilio keeping the family name.
Right. And Charlie's, well, I don't know. Who do you think's been, I mean.
Charlie's older than Emilio.
Charlie has more success, I would say.
Oh, absolutely.
Emilio.
Yeah. Oh,
Emilio
yeah.
Had
Ooh,
young
yeah.
guns.
Yeah.
And
Emilio hasn't done acting in quite a while.
The duck movie with the,
young, ducks.
Yeah.
Good.
They brought in a lot of money. Repo
yep.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Right, right, right.
Oh, The Breakfast Club and St. Elmo's Fire. Yeah.
Speaking of really bringing in a lot of money, after the Academy Awards, they waited at Sotheby's until the auction, good Doug, Academy Awards were over. The lingerie collection, handbags, luggage, personal effects owned by Wallace Simpson, who was the person that married the King Edward, the
right.
story from...
Took him away and made...
Right, but the story it was enhanced by the King's speech. So more people know who she is and what that was all about. They waited till after the Academy Awards before they put the stuff out. So now they're selling a scarlet chiffon nightdress, a full-length cape, a Louis Vuitton vanity case.
Louis Vuitton.
Right. Now, King Edward abdicated in 1936. I thought he didn't abdicate until it was just before the war. Is that date right?
I mean, most kids abdicate when they're about 17, 18.
I mean. No. Thank you, Rich.
No.
He was king and he abdicated to marry Wallace Simpson. I thought that was... After World War II, I'm missing, there's 10 years here.
Yeah.
And didn't it portray, his speech was to
yeah.
the nation
about Hitler.
As they were going to war with Hitler. That had to have been in, what, 39?
Yeah.
39.
Yeah.
Huh? Anyway, so they figured that the sale's going to be very lucrative. Some of her other possessions have been sold. She had a set of jewelry that the king bought her that sold for $13 million at auction 2 months ago.
Wow.
So apparently a lot of people value that stuff. You look at pictures of her. Everybody's taste is different. Isn't it funny? And that's what makes the world go round, because we all look so much different and we all act differently. We are all unique individuals. What it is about some people who appeal to others. You ever find that interesting? Why... I'm talking about, because the chemistry starts with the physicality. And you look at somebody and you are drawn to them or you are not drawn to them by the way they look. And then when they open their mouths, okay, you go one step further into it or not back away a step further. But I think it's very interesting. The pictures you see of both Edward and Wallace Simpson, they were extraordinarily homely people. Very homely. They're just homely. So is it that attractive people are attracted to attractive people? Or homely people are attracted to homely people? Or, how many different ways? Tall people are attracted to tall people?
How many couples do you know, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
I'll direct this to you. Doug, you might have a few.
Thanks very much.
Where the couple is not a good match.
Yeah, dating down.
Everybody
dating
I know.
Up.
Well, dating up is usually
But if somebody dates up, then someone's dating down. Right?
My wife is much hotter than I am, so I got to date up. Yeah. I married up.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. I mean, but do you know couples where you're just like, you know somebody and then you meet their spouse and you're like, wow.
Yes.
That one was lucky.
There are so many people where I'm like, that's his wife, that's her husband.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like shocking.
But that's a small percentage, though. Wouldn't you say more often than not, people are a pretty good match?
People. What does that mean?
Couples. Couples are a pretty good match.
Like, yeah, I say what does that mean? Like,
she's a 7, he's a 7, or an 8. You
like
know,
70% of the time, I'd say.
Right. But rarely do you see, Doug, where somebody's a 5 marrying a 9. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but so I think most people, like, usually are get attracted, not attracted to you. You're always attracted to somebody who might be better looking than you are. But do you actually obtain that
person? Never mind. Look better looking. Just look different.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting at. More often than not for me, I think it's that I get shocked by, because you think you know somebody, and then you see their spouse, and you're like, huh.
Wouldn't have called that one.
It's not necessarily that they're off in the looks department. It's just a different type of person than you might expect to see people with.
Yeah. Well, I think of what people expect. This goes back to the old business, what people expect of you. They look at you and then they make a judgment, mm-hmm. men and women, as to what would be the ideal. And for years, people have tried to put me together with people that they thought would be good with me.
Right.
Without really knowing what I like.
Doing that helps our brain process things, though.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, though, to figure how people think about stuff. And speaking of thinking, which is a very important thing to do if you're listening to this program or living your life, thinking is important. I remember once misspelling in the 6th grade thinking, and I put an M instead of an N, so it's thimp.
Thimping.
And then funny, why does that stick with me? Why do I remember that like it was yesterday?
Yeah.
I was in the 6th grade, for heaven's sakes, and I remember writing that, and Mrs. Hayes looking at me and saying, Dudley, that is not the correct way to spell. She had, and the silliest thing about it, and everybody in the class laughed, the IBM people used to have a little placard, and school teachers in the day would put it on their desk, and the word think was on the placard. So I didn't even get that. I was doing the gerundive of think, which is thinking. And so, but I don't remember whether it was who knows whether it was a slip of something. I put an extra line in. I was careless about it. But isn't it funny what you remember? About silly stuff like that. Just really silly stuff. At any rate, it's good that we have memories. I'm not getting my dementia or Alzheimer's problem yet, Richie. Although I've yet to have
a few years.
I have I got my brain. My brain exam will be reviewed by the doctors next week. So
still, you're still waiting?
I'm still hanging on.
If you had a real problem, you would have forgotten it by now.
Coming up,
that's the real test.
Several items of interest that are worth a mention for good reasons. I was talking about the Sierra Club and that connection that I'm establishing for a number of different reasons. My friend and yours, Roberta Fasanelli, who's sadly on a death watch still, this poor woman, my God, why she isn't dead yet.
I know.
They took all the food away from her like 10 days ago.
Yeah.
Anyway,
because they told her that she was on her deathbed and had 24 to 48 hours to live.
Yeah. But she wants to be. She didn't want the. She told Roberta, I don't want any fancy, don't take care of me, let me die.
Right.
Oy. Yeah, Roberta, one of her acts here on the Good Day program is the Goddess of Green. We're going to visit the Goddess of Green section. Even though Roberta's not here, we have a story about a Massachusetts company that's invented a genetically engineered organism. And what that does will thrill you. Story coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Are you a dipper or a squeezer? It's time to find out. Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup, the innovative new ketchup package that allows for both dipping and squeezing, is now available in Chick-fil-A restaurants nationwide. To celebrate, Friday, March 4th, 2011, is being declared Free Friday at Chick-fil-A. Ketchup lovers who ask for Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup at all restaurants on March 4th between the hours of 2 and 4 p.m. local time will receive a free medium order of Chick-fil-A waffle potato fries. Limit one per customer. The new Dip and Squeeze package holds three times as much Heinz ketchup as the traditional packet to make meals more convenient and less messy. For more information on Free Friday, visit the Heinz Ketchup and Chick-fil-A Facebook pages. To find a Chick-fil-A restaurant near you, visit Chick-fil-A.com or the restaurant locator on HeinzKetchup.com.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression. So a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The day has been filled with interesting news. Today's been a good day to get ourselves off of the wheel. I was looking at some of the best companies to work for. We went through the top 10 earlier on. Some of those that are close to the top are Qualcomm, which is a wireless component designer. San Diego, average pay there is $102,030. There are a lot of health companies that are coming up here. Whole Foods Market, number 22 on the list from Austin, Texas. 51,000 people they have working for them.
Wow.
Around the country. Their average pay is $72,219. Some real... Mattel, Richie, number 48 on the list. 5,500 employees in the U.S. Let's see, 27,000
in China.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Let's see here. Who else?
Remake in, Bobby.
Intuit is good. But, again, I'm sort of struck by the number of, financial companies. Quicken Loans is up there. A couple of real estate companies in here. Paychex is number 39. Microsoft, number 38. 50 minutes past the hour on the Good Day program.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Can everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Our poll today, would you like to replace, or who would you like to see replace Charlie Sheen? Stamos, Scott Baio, David Arquette, Emilio Estevez, etc. The Goddess of Green section. This company has invented a genetically engineered organism that secretes diesel fuel. It pees diesel fuel. Whenever it finds sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, It and pees.
Huh.
And they named him Bubba. Read all about it in the Roberta Goddess of Green section at DougStephan.com.
You know, me all the BB's deal, you
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Freezing assets in Libya, and we're not talking about a condition caused by the weather. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. It's being called the largest asset freeze ever. The U.S. blocking access to about $30 billion worth of Libyan assets. A Treasury Department official says the funds cannot be used by Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi or his family. President Obama actually signed an executive order for this freeze last week. Meanwhile, from Washington, D.C. to Geneva, Switzerland, the situation in Libya is issue number one. In Geneva, an international human rights forum was held in which Secretary of State Hillary Clinton did not mince any words.
It is time for Gaddafi to go.
As simple as that, Secretary Clinton went on to condemn Muammar Gaddafi's violent crackdown on anti-government demonstrators.
They have used heavy weapons on unarmed civilians. Mercenaries and thugs have been turned loose to attack demonstrators.
Hillary Clinton is trying to coordinate additional sanctions against Libya with Russia and the European Union. And at the White House, President Obama hosted a meeting yesterday with U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., said there was plenty of discussion at that meeting that focused on sanctions against Libya.
The U.N. has played a positive and very important role in efforts to end the bloodshed there and to hold the Gaddafi regime accountable.
Now, we're also being told that all options remain on the table to deal with this situation. Does that mean possible military intervention?
Quite premature to speculate about any potential military action. We're simply in the process of planning and discussing various contingencies.
Noteworthy to mention that U.S. ships and warplanes are being moved closer to Libya now. A spokesman at the Pentagon says the military is working on contingency plans, but has not yet decided on a course of action. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The wet and mixed weather has moved out of the way in the east, so the colder temperatures follow. That means a great round of grooming to set up a nice, loose, granular corduroy surface with plenty of skiing rotting taking place for the midweek. Stratton in Vermont picked up some accumulation from that mixed weather, about 6 inches worth. They have over 90 runs rotting in full operation in 37 miles. Also in Vermont, Smuggler's Notch rotting on Three Peaks with over 70 runs. They picked up a recent 3 inches of new snow from that changeover. Hidden Valley into Pennsylvania riding on 26 runs with some softer, wet, granular snow. They have day and night skiing. On to the Midwest, where Ski Brule in the Michigan's UP with all 17 runs staying up to full operation. In Colorado, fresh snow keeps piling high at Breckenridge. They have over 2,300 acres, thanks to another 4 inches of new snow yesterday. Vail riding on 193 runs. There's powder there, thanks to a recent foot plus of new snow. Steamboat checks out almost 3,000 acres in fresh snow there as well. And in Utah, Park City riding on 113 trails, thanks to another half a foot of new snow. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, when a billionaire talks, people listen, especially when that billionaire is Warren Buffett, who expressed optimism about the U.S. economy, and that sent stocks up yesterday. The Dow with a 96-point gain to 12,226. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Oil prices lower as Saudi Arabia said it was making up for any shortfall caused by the unrest in Libya. Crude fell 91 cents a barrel to $96.97. Congress continuing its efforts to avoid a shutdown of the government. A bipartisan deal is emerging from a Republican proposal to trim $4 billion over the next 2 weeks. A vote scheduled to take place today in the House. The central part of the country bracing for more flooding from thunderstorms and melting snow today. Raging floodwaters have already displaced dozens of families and forced several counties in northwest Ohio to declare a state of emergency. You could argue that a state of emergency should be declared for Charlie Sheen, who has given one interview after another dealing with what some would call his increasingly erratic behavior. Yesterday, Sheen appeared on a slew of programs, including an interview with TMZ, in which he had this to say.
When I've been this completely left behind to twist in the wind like some sucker getting shanked in the yard.
Like some sucker being shanked in the yard, Sheen continues to criticize CBS for halting production on Two and a Half Men. By the way, Charlie Sheen's publicist quit just minutes after his interview with TMZ. Couple of closing notes. First, the new cast list is out. Dancing with the Stars, which begins on ABC March 21st. The new season will include Sugar Ray Leonard, Pro Football's Hines Ward of the Steelers, along with actress Kirstie Alley. And how about this? The Karate Kid himself, Ralph Macchio, who, incredibly enough, turns 50 this November and still looks like Daniel's son, by the way. Finally, a few postmortem notes about the Oscars. Ratings were down this year. The show itself got very bad reviews. But here's an interesting item. A cross-eyed opossum in Germany made predictions about who would win and did pretty well. Heidi the opossum got just about everything right. Nobody's saying it, so I will. Heidi would have made a better co-host than James Franco. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.